good song. Nice song there, Ion. Thanks for the recommendation. Goes into the archive.
You had to do something. Now keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. For
I heard that.
You'll be with
Trent, T-R-E-D.
Trimmed.
Nice medium, right?
Haircut.
But she's your thing on trend or what?
Trimmed.
And burning.
Mm-hmm.
Burning. Where's the magnesium in that? Did you say magnesium?
I did. Maybe I overstepped
I think you did.
Order.
It's the only thing you know.
You know, when they put up fireworks, the fuses are magnesium.
Oh, burning.
So it could be. Right, Ion?
The fireworks?
No, the
wick.
It could be a sticky wicket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people should be listening to see if they get unmuted. And who got unmuted? You just got unmuted. You should notice that. 2 minutes
sounds
ago.
Like Root.
You notice it?
Sounds like Root. Michael Blake Reed, did he go Root? Is that anybody here?
Look at that, Sean. Sean
Bob
never
Carr,
opened
Bob
a
Carr, is that you? Payday. Is that you, Bob Carr? Is that you,
yeah.
Bob Carr?
Bob Carr. Did you hear me unmute you, Sean?
A bit earlier I did.
3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Gave you a heads up. Sorry.
Yeah, you were supposed to be singing.
Yeah, if actually the music's on, you're welcome to sing. So if you have a statement, a question, a complaint, or a lawsuit
for Ion. He's talking.
Maybe there's a delay. You're in Cornwall.
It's the kiss cam. That's where you're supposed to put. When he takes you off mute, you're supposed to be singing the Vestal song of the du jour.
The kiss cam.
Kids, children's camera.
At the ball game, they put you on the big Tron thing and you're supposed to kiss when they put you on this big screen. But when Bob unmutes you, you're supposed to sing Vestal. And that way we can tell if you're singing. We told you to print slowly and we told you to stand up straight so that we could hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
I will sing from now on.
Okay.
The lamps, keeping them trimmed, can that be related to the verse in the Bible with the virgins and the lampstands?
It is.
Oh, brilliant. I've been having some experiences that make me think about that over the last 2 weeks.
Tell us.
Where you are prepared. Yeah, where you prepared and someone else isn't, and then do you give your preparation to them?
No, you don't. Keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed, and you'll be fine. But see, it's not fair because you're coming into your power. Bob, this is that part where we coo like a little lamb, and we coo and go, wah. This is that part. Honey, you hold your power. You hold your power. You'll do just fine. It's okay. Sometimes you know things before you should. That's okay. Hold it to yourself. Your garden will prevail.
Thank you. Okay, then the other thing that's been coming up a lot is...
roses. Roses have been coming up a lot.
Yeah, beautiful roses. The thing about economy... I watched David Icke YouTube, and he said about people worshipping the economy of the God of economy. Bless his heart.
If there's no drop, there is no
drop. Is he just very scared? How does he perceive what's going
to
happen? Is he scared?
He told us not to talk badly about folks, so he's put us on restriction. We have to behave until he conquers the world. Then we can show out, but we have to be nice until then.
That's not true, John. Don't be thrown by that. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, the man...
There's your clear, appreciate archetype.
he did teach me a lot of good things, and
did
I can see where he's...
What things specifically has he taught you?
Oh, he just made me look into what's going on around us, and I suppose conspiracy.
And you don't know more, and you know less now from listening to him than you did when you didn't know anything.
Oh, no. You gave much more. Thank you, Arne.
Well, we had to get to it. But now, if that whetted your appetite for less than this, okay, we'll give you that. But that's the exception, not the rule. Don't you agree? Honey, you only get it when you get that spade in the ground and start digging in your yard. You start getting it in the earth. When you get to your earth, that's when things get real for you. You're even more powerful than us, maybe. But you'll show them how to do it. It's all right.
Oh, okay, so on this economy thing, Bob also posted an article by Michael Wolff, and he also, in one of his statements, he says, it'll be as exciting as the 1930s, greater than the Reagan Revolution, conservatives plus populists in an economic nationalist movement. So then I saw that economy guard thing again, where people are relying on someone to fix the economy. And then I found stuff on God's economy. Because I wanted to even get myself out of that economy mindset.
Good.
First I want to ask is about a verse in the Bible. And it's in 1 Timothy 1, verse 4. And it says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which ministers questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. So it's that word edifying, which they say with my research, and I just want to know if Arne concurs, is actually the Greek word oikonomia. Is that correct?
And of faith unfeigned. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned.
Yeah. No, that word, according to this book I found,
from which some, having served, have turned aside unto vain jangling. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Darling, don't go to 1 Timothy without going for a few more verses. Can't throw 1 Timothy.
Oh, I did.
Got to get the rest of the story. Honey, we'll pull Paul Harvey on there. Because you see, there you go. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. They're sitting here preaching to the choir and they don't even know what church they're in. It happens.
Yeah.
But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Say that again. We know. That the law is good if a man use it lawfully. There's the rub. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers and man slayers. So now, bring it back to your topic. We've gotten you this far down the rabbit hole. That was good. We normally don't go to 1 Timothy because people cry a lot when we start talking about Timothy. It's like those Syrophoenicians. They're just quite the sesquipedalians, aren't they?
Yeah, they're So the oikonomia, which they translate as edifying, is supposed to be more like an infilling or
that.
Distribution.
Bob does that. Bob does that all the time. He hoiks one up all the time. Bob's good at that. And then he spits at the little marmots out in the lawn. He hits them with his spittle. It's amazing to watch him do it.
Well, I see it all as iron. This is how that word primarily signifies your household.
If that's a construct, okay, then put it on your lamppost and put it on your gates. Bind it on your hand so that it can be seen. If that's the case, that's fine. That's fine. Otherwise, you'll have to do the mourner's kaddish. You have that, don't you, Bob?
Mourner's Kaddish?
I have Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg Kaddish. Talking about Allen Ginsberg's poem, Kaddish?
Computer.
Yeah, I know how to make him laugh there, Sean. I know
computer says no.
Back to you, Sean.
How's your Hebrew these days?
My Hebrew? I'm stuck on Greek today.
It happens. It's all Greek. It's all Greek to Bob.
Now, this word, that it signifies the household, the management, the administration, arrangement, distribution, or the dispensation of your property, wealth, affairs.
Yes, dispensation is the dispensation of your affairs.
Yeah, and basically what I get from this is ion, if you merge with your non-physical, and that household, does that have to do with getting your house in order? Where if
it would,
you merge with non-physical,
if you,
your house
if you
is
have a
in
gate,
order?
If you have a gate.
A gate. Okay.
Yeah.
As in a gate to open? Or a walking gate? No, never mind that. Okay, well that was very, very good for me. And there's a bit where it says you need to be zeroed into the all-inclusive divine spirit, which would be non-physical. Correct?
Would.
Brilliant. And then it says to be kept from missing the mark, and that's another thing that you keep on referring to is missing the mark. And I see it as this economy that people look at to provide for them from the outside, where if you zeroed in, becoming nullified with ion. Then
yeah,
you
Sean,
engage in the
divine
economy
Sean.
Where it comes from the inside. You?
Sean, consider the divine spirit
this.
As your physical. No. You said the divine spirit. That's you, Ion, not physical. Think of the divine spirit as physical, and then you've merged the non-physical and the physical.
Yes.
You're thinking of
the divine
is somewhere else. Okay.
The next bit is where everywhere where they reference, and this is Christian stuff I'm looking at, so obviously that's why I ask Ion first. But everywhere where they reference the Holy Spirit, then they reference human spirit, but the more I look at it, there can't be a difference. It's the non-physical is all spirit. Is that correct, Ion?
Deuteronomy 6.
Not spirit, all. Oh, wait a minute.
You're still saying the spirit is spirit. Spirit is physical. What you think is physical is what is spirit. If they're merged,
yes,
that's true,
I do want to get rid of that word spirit. It's just to first.
Okay, then go to Isaiah 58:8.
Isaiah I'm just bringing it up.
Don't forget Deuteronomy first.
Okay.
While you're at
which verse in Deuteronomy
11,
was it on?
Deuteronomy 11, 18, 20 as well. But the first one was Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. And then Isaiah 57, 8. And then Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 20. And just a little side note, honey, we don't repeat ourselves.
Thanks,
I don't know, Karen. See, we're not waiting for people to look stuff up. But do it later. Make up another topic. If I starts quoting the Bible, go to another topic and then look up that stuff later. We can't sit around while you fuck around with your Cornwall fucking deleted computer out there.
You should get, darling, you have to get the chisel. You have to get the chisel and the granite to control all delete. You push them at the same time, you have to tap that into the granite really quickly. No, fair
okay. Point. What's your next topic? Slowly.
But I've got 6-9 ready.
Go with it.
You got what?
Okay, Deuteronomy 6-9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Do you want me to read more, Ion?
6 through 9.
I'll start with 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, and all the days of thy life, and that thy days might be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon posts of thy house and on thy gates.
Excellent. There's the gate.
Now, Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 20, therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them as on the doorpost of their house and on their gates. This is seeming eerily familiar, isn't it?
Yes.
Very familiar.
Well, but it's different portions. They apply different things. Isaiah 57:8. Behind the doors also are the posts, hast thou the remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up, and thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou loud lovest their bed, for thou sawest.
Okay, you're dumbfounded, right, Sean? Shall we move on to someone else now?
Well, I really love that.
Do you have a non-biblical topic? You like that. Good. Did you, you have another non-biblical topic?
Well, I'm just getting my notes. Oh, Bob, you can move to someone else for now.
Okay.
We'll I have to bring back. My notes up on the computer. It's going to take time.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right.
so
well, I know
much.
I'm shocked that you got picked. You never get picked until well into Sunday morning, so it's good to surprise you like that. Next time, be ready a little more. Don't assume you will not be picked for 2 days or something. All right? Okay, so here we
Thank
go.
Thank you, Bob.
There's an anonymous. You're welcome, John. I'm sure that was good information. Here's anonymous.
Very
with a hand up. I don't know who this is. Anonymous, put your hand up. Go ahead.
Hello, Ion.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu.
Yes. Why
hey, honey,
does Santiago Adonai and Jacoby have AOE,
yeah.
like the pillar, the pyramid,
because,
and the sun?
Because Montpelier has the flint.
It's very amazing how I am discovering things after the trip of Paris that were not planned, but I'm really impressed how, for example, the place where we stayed marks the start of the ley line that goes to Santiago de Compostela, and that's
right.
why there is a big arch made by Louis XIV there, and before Flaner also.
To remind you the way to go, yep. Okay.
Yes, and this path was also linked with my ancestors because they, the Basque, were in charge of taking care of the Camino to keep it safe and just to keep the holy places for the pilgrims and to prepare them for the second coming. So the Templars and the Basque were in charge
Ooh,
of this ley line.
They were multiple ejaculators? Ooh, how exciting.
Yes, what will be the effect of people walking the whole ley line? Because this
well,
is the oldest street in Europe.
Depends on if they're double comers or not. If they're double comers, it would be a little different.
Well, yeah, they did the... They went all the way to Santiago and then back.
That's in Chile.
So was there...
Chile. That's in Chile.
Yeah, Santiago in Chile, the capital. But yeah, I'm talking about Santiago de Compostela.
We know.
And, yeah, from there, because I remember only the word pillar, I went to look into the pillar of Santiago, which is the Jacob's pillar.
Good, yeah.
And that's the coronation stone. So, I would like
it
to know more.
It is the coronation stone. It is the coronation stone. Your own point. Just slow down a second. Ta-da! Okay, that's good. Go on.
Yes, and looking into the stone, the pillar, made me realize that most of the religious art is actually about alchemical processes and stone. But this stone was anointed, and it said that it's like the Ark of the Covenant that has been everywhere, and it really exists, and is it has to be used for the coronation of all the British monarchs. So do the British monarchs still have the stone? And why do they have to be coronated
yeah.
on the
pillar? It's the same. It's the same. Because, well, if someone's, you know how Bob comes up with these stupid damn rules. You can't ever get in into nothing. He's always in some rules. That's the, remember the Isom Lee trio looking for the stone? The same thing.
Yes.
We played it, played it, played it, played it.
Yes, and this ley line had to be walked by all the alchemists that wanted to really become alchemists. They had to start by doing the whole Camino, and that's why Nicolas Flamel did it. And we saw in Notre Dame the alchemist is wearing the Jacobin hat.
Notre Dame.
Oh, yes, he actually changed his name to Nostradamus because of Notre Dame. He was a converted Jewish.
Excellent. And, you did your homework. We like it when you're studious. It's good to know stuff, isn't it, darling?
Well, you tell me all these things because I don't know them.
But you didn't, but then you did, and then you didn't know anything until you did, and now you do. So now you knew what you knew, what you know, what you know that you knew. But if you knew that you know that you wasn't going to know what you didn't know that you knew, then you'd have not known it then, and you'd have known it now that you know it not now, right?
Yes, because I was telling Bob, I always liked the Templars, and I live in Templar territory, and I didn't know why. Now I understand why.
Poor Deutsche Bank. What can you do? Can you not help them out a little bit? Can you not help them a little bit, Roxy? It's terrible. Why can't you help them? Poor Deutsche Bank.
Because you say
what
I'm a fatalist. You cultivated all
this. What will they ever do? Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do.
Well, we need to attempt.
That's right. That's the best. Now, that's the best medicine. That's the best medicine. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, what are you going to do if Jimmy Diamond becomes the head of the treasury? Won't that be a hootenanny?
Yes, also, in all the Templar churches, they have the chrismon, and it's like this cross I was asking you about.
It's like the chrismon, that's like the representation of the Ixus. It's where the Ixus came into the tribes.
Yes, and on one of the and the central line, I call it the pillar, is the S, the money symbol.
Yes.
So, I understand
that's where monotheism came from, if you're in the damn LaRouche quadrant.
But I understand that, until we ascend, there is going to be this idea of money, because it's like the not completed ADN.
Well, for all the Trekkies, remember all the Trekkies, they were all giggly. It's like when Jean-Luc Picard is talking about, or even William Shatner was making fun of, that they actually used money, and they just sort of laugh and giggle like it's the silliest thing. It's like they were swapping beads or stones or rocks or something. It's just ridiculous that they would actually use money. Just ridiculous. So you all will see it the same way soon. Okay. Don't worry. Nobody heard.
Yes, and when Jacob had the stone, he heard the boys told him, you're not called Jacob anymore, but Israel. And he had this dream with the stairs, the angels coming up and down. So what was all that about? Was that only like the allegory of the real alchemic? Because all these people involved with the Templars and Jacob were the Jacobins, the alchemists. And we saw the alchemists wearing the Jacobin hat. And then they also link with the secret societies that planned the American Revolution. These secret societies were also Jacobins from Paris.
Well, it funded the revolution. It wasn't the revolution. It funded it. Yes.
So all these Jacobins were actually alchemists looking for the stone, but were they looking for the pillar, or did they have the pillar, or were they looking really into the chemistry of finding the drops, or both?
Yeah, you can't, where one ends, the other one can't tell the difference.
And it said that...
Well, can you tell the difference? We can't tell the difference.
Well, maybe they thought they needed all these objects to, like, the Ark of the Covenant, the Spear of Longinus, the Pillar. And these objects had been everywhere. So they say Rory brought something to President Roosevelt that is connected to the pillar or to the stone.
That's
what did
happening.
He...
Planted
did he really
the
brought
the... Lawn, planted on the south lawn of the White House. There's a monument and everything.
Yeah, I asked about that, Roxy. It's a box of chemicals. I don't know if I found out what the chemicals were, but that's what Nicholas Roerich gave to FDR. So you might ask about that, the chemicals.
So was Roerich and Roosevelt, because also I think his grandfather was also into this secret society. Were they all Jacobins? Are they the Syrophoenician?
Well, that remains to be seen, but maybe.
Yes, and I found it very funny that I gave Caroline and Bob
funny, odd.
Jacobin hat, and now I'm finding all these things about the alchemist and that they wore that hat, because they are actually the real alchemist, the real Jacobins.
Good.
And because the word Santiago, Adonai, and Jacobi have the A-O-E, I now see, like, the letters have some type of alchemical message, too. Like I was
awesome.
Telling Bob, the A is the pyramid, the I is the column, the pillar, the O is the sun, and I think the U is the moon, and the E is the Trinity. So is that correct?
Ehad. Ehad. Ehad.
And what is that message? Because I think it's what they wanted to translate with these alchemical illustrations.
E-C-H-A-D.
That's the E-had he was just saying. E-had. Do you want to ask what that refers to?
Yes, what does E-had mean?
It's the answer to your question.
Is that Hebrew?
It is.
Okay, then I... And when Jacobi had the dream of the stairs and the angels coming up and down, was that the angels going to the Gulf, or what was that about?
Representation of the Asher.
Which is usually the seventh ring of the angel diagram, unless there's another Asher.
Typically, most typically. Not always, but it can be.
But,
so what you're discovering, Roxy, is this alchemical stuff you're finding is in the angel diagram.
Yes, because I see actually everything from the Genesis. everything is about alchemy. They were all
ta-da.
All scientists. Everybody was really into finding the drug.
Well, ask Guyan to define alchemy. A Scientologist. No, ask them how they would define alchemy today.
Well, Agrippa,
mudslingers,
which is also
mudslingers, and dirt daubers.
Yeah, you said Agrippa was.
That's what he say alchemists are. Mudslingers and dirt doggers. You gotta go with what I am saying. Don't run back to Nicholas Flamel.
No,
daubers.
Because Agrippa was an alchemist. And I think he taught also Frank the First. Agrippa is Herodes Agrippa.
A minute ago,
Who killed Santiago de Compostela?
But you're jumping. Look, he told you a few minutes ago, maybe. In other words, the definition of things are always changing and unfolding. So if someone writes something in a book 500 years ago, that ain't going to be the definition now. So nothing is completed, or maybe some things are completed. So when you ask about alchemy, we want to know where this point got that alchemy is defined as. You know, not something that somebody said before. What is it? Start over again. That's why Ion's here. He said to ask all the same questions over again. So ask Ion, how does he define alchemy?
Shirley Partridge.
I think she just died. You know, he just named a person who died. Isn't that Florence Henderson, Ion? That's the character she played?
Dude.
Yeah. You know, in the Partridge family, some TV show in the 70s.
Oklahoma.
I never saw it.
Oklahoma. And she stayed in Oklahoma.
So
in the 50s when you were a boy.
Look at this,
Rocky. Ion, how do you define alchemy?
He just defined it. It's a famous TV show. This is McLuhan's alchemy. This is the update. People are running around going over to Dan Winter and trying to find shit with Dan Winter or some stupid process that was in some ancient book. And the alchemy is famous TV shows. The alchemy is famous TV shows.
What we
famous
see
TV
is
shows
that
for 200, Alex.
There's these other alchemy we're not even aware of, that this may be lean or power.
Well,
like
that's what I am saying. The updating of the alchemy we're not aware of is a TV
it's
show.
It's not a process in a laboratory, but it's something your
TV shows are made in laboratories. TV shows
where
are made in laboratories.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
So there is also the alchemy that is going on, the effects of media, the effects of you.
Mediacology, not media. Mediacology. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Maybe someone looked that up and posted on the chat line. Do you know the name?
No.
I don't know Carmen Sandiego.
They censor us.
Apollyon.
They censor us.
Apollyon can make himself useful and tell us, Google, said, well, Carmen Sandiego, you know, supplement here. Yeah, go ahead, Roxy. What were you saying?
That they censor us in the Marshall McLuhan group because they say it's not about Bob. But even McLuhan saw that it was about the bigger alchemy, the effects of media ecology.
Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
But,
or they don't want to know that.
No, because they don't see it.
Did you see the arguments today? They're going on and on and on. Ed McLuhan quit. Jesse got fired. Jesse Chase got kicked off. I mean, it's all about me, and I'm not even posting. I'm just there on the sidelines while they fight it out. So I thought, well, wait a minute. Could we actually, we could bring Ion in and you could talk to him and he wouldn't be so airy-fairy. No, can't bring Ion in here. So Ion's banned again.
But yes, they're censoring the real medium of the message.
Real stuff. Well, that's why Ion thinks I'm wasting my time with them.
The evolution.
Yeah. That's it. They don't want to know what's really going on. They're frauds. They made the mistake yesterday of bringing up Eric. Oh, boy. Did Alex make a mistake there? But that may be why Andrew's pissed off, because I called his father a creep, which is what he is. So, back to you.
A diabetic creep.
And a diabetic at that, too. Doesn't even know to go to Carol and get fixed up. Jeez.
Yes, but I wanted to ask about...
Pepsi-Cola went down.
Because you said that's my
family. He's describing Eric's diet. Pepsi-Cola and what? What's the other?
Knocked him down. Pepsi-Cola went
right.
to town. Coca-Cola knocked him down. Dr. Pepper fixed him up. And I don't know what the rest of it is.
I hear that. Pepsi-Cola went to town. Coca-Cola knocked him down. Dr. Pepper fixed him up. And we don't know the rest of the story. It's probably Aggie
Seven
water.
And Hitler made
seven up. Yeah. Now that's alchemy. But carry on. Look at Michael.
Yes.
Michael says a lot
did
of what I said is Greek to me. So what? Greek's not a bad language.
Did anybody post what Carmen Sandiego was, Bob? Do you have any studio students?
Okay, see if Apollyon did post something. Let's see what it is. I'll bring up the appropriate.
What's just under that? What's just under that, Bob?
I want to ask about.
Let's see what he. Babies revealing their big naked boobies in close-up scenes. Okay, he said, did babes revealing their big naked boobies in close-up scenes. Thanks a lot, CF. That may be right. And then underneath that, let's see, who would that be? Michael, Sarah. Oh, see if Apollon has an earlier link. So what's this? Chrome something.
Damn,
sorry, Rocky, you'll be out of this
will
in a
not
minute.
Look.
Yeah, okay, so we put this in. What is it? If you're unhappy about the censorship, please don't buy the... nothing. It's nothing. Okay, back to you, Roxy. That didn't lead anywhere.
Go down a little bit below that, Bob. You're crazy. Understand.
Oh, Ion. Hey, look at Ion. I did something. Here it is. Okay, he says, image result for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Is an American half-hour children's television game show based on the Carmen Sandiego computer game series created by Bruderbund Software. Aired on PBS from 1991 to 1995. Okay, so it's a children's computer game. All right. Where is Carmen Sandiego today? That's subject to alchemy.
So is your Android mean today?
Right.
It's like, where's the
pillar? Right,
where's the Ark of the Covenant?
Where is the pillar? No, come on, Ion. Fess up. Where is the pillar?
No. I was talking about Herodes. Because
No. You just asked a question. You don't go running off after asking. No, come on. No. You just asked a question. Let's wait for the answer. What did you say?
We were speaking Bob.
Yeah. Carmen Sandiego.
It's worse than Greek.
Nicolas Lamel had a picture of Herodes killing the innocent, and Herodes Agrippa decapitated Santiago, Jacob. You said, I'm connected to the Agrippas, and also Cornelius Agrippa. So, I want to know about this connection from Herodes to Jacob and why he decapitated him and what is this illustration of killing the innocents by Flamel. searching.
What's that word? Dared Shane?
Searching.
So you're asking about the connection of your family to something?
Yeah, because Herodes Agrippa decapitated Jacob. And then they brought it back to Spain. And that's why he was buried in Santiago de Compostela.
So what's your question?
Why did he decapitate? Yes, because Herodes Agrippa is connected to Santiago de Compostela and Heinrich Cornelius Agrippa von Nettenheim was also connected to Herodes Agrippa.
So Jacob decapitated somebody?